Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yeah, we got
Hello.
goo-woos. And yeah, exactly. And our moderator supervisor, we'll give her that title,
Yeah,
huh?
that's a great title.
Yeah,
Well deserved.
Tiffany.
Hello. Oh, she even sounds like a moderator, supervisor, supremo.
Oh.
What do I want to say? Extraterrestrial, because it's
Oh, moderator supervisor, MS, Ms. Tiffany.
Ms. Tiffany. I love it.
All right.
Yeah, if you guys want to ask questions to Ms. Tiffany, please put Tiffany in capital letters and let her know you're looking to ask a question. Otherwise, she thinks you're just in a chat. So make sure to capitalize everything. Ask your questions. We would love to answer them. We're in All Souls Day, so all the doors are open to those etherical planes. Let's see what we get.
Yeah. So first of all, make sure, those of you that are regulars, what do you call them, that we love you. But you know the routine. Tell us where you're from, light up your part of the grid. Super, super important. So do that because I just get such a high off of it. It's so cool. Anyway, so do that, and then Tracy's going to tell you the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, when you get in the chats, if you're on Facebook, we think it helps if you open it up to its full version when you're chatting so that we don't lose it, like if you're in a feed. So oh, we might be having some problems with I think I'm gonna talk to Tiffany for a second. I think that Restream did a update or something because I was trying to figure that out too, and I had to figure out where the chat was. So I can see it. Let me know if you don't end up seeing it, Tiffany. We'll figure it out. Anyways, capital letters for Tiffany, Tiffany's name, and then she'll know that you're asking a question. They did change our format, so it may take us a second to figure that out.
Those
Oh yeah.
apps, they're always changing.
I almost forgot the most important part. Julia and I are competing for our YouTube channels. You guys did amazing last time. I said, hey, if you're not following us, follow us. And the numbers went up. So I know you guys were listening. Again, if you guys are not following Julia on her page or me on my page, come find
On.
us on YouTube and follow us.
Yeah.
Subscribe, click the
Hello. Exactly.
bell. We would love to have you over there. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So. Anyways, I think that was the end of my speech, I think, unless we want to
So.
do the energy. Do we want to do the energy?
We could do that. I know. Or we could. Does it look like people are getting their grid shots in?
Yeah. Oh, we got more people doing. Julia's on TV, Tracy's on laptop. All right.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's so cool, guys.
Look us up. Help us get our YouTubes growing and sharing.
When we get, how many was it? A million? We get
That's
enough. Tiffany's coming
right.
on. She will show her beautiful face.
Absolutely. We're getting a whole bunch of posts from the YouTube channels. So if people from that are watching on Facebook come in, say hello to us as well, then I know everything's working. Yeah, I'm seeing it. They're coming in from all over. Ooh,
Fantastic.
Oregon. Ooh, Oregon. Okay.
Oh, Tracy's stepping out of her lane.
Over there eyeballing it. I'm not supposed to look at the other screen.
Yeah.
Tiffany, did you get it figured out yet?
I'm having technical difficulties, so you
Oh.
guys
We'll just keep talking
continue.
about it. We're going to talk about the energy.
Okay, let's do the energy update.
Because here in the United States, we have the elections coming up, right? I believe November 5th
On
is.
Tuesday, I think
Yeah.
so.
Well, November 3rd, which is Sunday, right? Am I getting my math right? The energies are colliding together and It's an intense energy, from what I understand, a very intense energy, and it's opening energy up. But this could show up as rage or anger and stuff like that. That's actually what they're saying in the astrology, is that,
Wow.
So you guys, let's get prepared. If you're getting triggered in that way, you know what? You have all the powers to sit with it, clear it, do whatever you need to do with it, but try not to project it. Try not to get in social media and rant there. That's probably not a healthy outlet for you.
Well, and as with all anything that triggers anger, really anything, but anger is a trigger. And so when you find yourself being triggered in that way, it really is good. It's like it's trying to show you something. Anger is always trying to teach you something. So look, like you said, just sit with it and say, what is it you want me to know? Why does this upset me? There's something in you that you want you to see, and that's what that trigger is all about. It's so that you can look within and work on that. So go there. I just, rather than I love that, rather than projecting it out, go, okay, what am I trying to show myself? Why am I being triggered? Why do I have a reaction to this?
Yeah, exactly. It's an opportunity, you guys. It's an opportunity. We all know that, we've been here, we are, bring us 5D Earth, bring us
Oh,
5D
yeah.
Earth. And then we go through these things that really expose us in where we're not there yet. It's like,
Well, we've got to go, like you said, we've got to go through these things. This is part of the shedding
you
process of
got to know
shedding and
what to
letting
do.
go and all that. And then to be fully in the 5D.
Yeah.
And
So it's helping us to know where we're at. So how is this weekend going to affect you? Kind of pay attention to it. See if you get angry, or if things get stirred up for you or emotional. It's showing you where you're at. So look at it like an opportunity to check in. And
So since the third is on Sunday, maybe that's a good day to just stay home, stay inside, put the blanket over it. Just, I'm isolated. I'm just here. I'm just doing my own thing. No interactions.
right, give me a blanket and a good show and or a good book and just isolate. It's also the time change over here, so
Oh, that's right. It is. That
so
could cause anger right there to some people. I'm messing up my routine.
it already was in the chat. I saw that's the time change. See, it's already working. So it is definitely. It's something to just be aware of. And I think knowledge is power, especially in the astrology, when we know, like Mercury retrogrades can happen, and we know that communication can be off and da da da. And
Electronics.
then electronics are going to be goofy, whatever it might be. And it's a way to just be like, oh, okay, this is okay. I get it. A little more patience right now. So, and we got a lot going on in our part of the world. So, it's a good time to reel it in. And
Be mindful.
be mindful. Yeah.
Pay
Yeah. So,
attention.
shall we check in with
I
our
think we
beautiful, beautiful voice in the clouds?
should. I
All right.
think she's got it worked out now.
No. So if you want to know where people are from, you're gonna have to read it, Tracy, because I don't have that. It's missing from the chat for me. So,
Okay.
oh, but are you pulled up now with the chat?
Ish. Well,
Ish.
are you able to see questions?
Ish.
Ish.
We'll
Okay.
work through
Well,
this.
we'll just do the best we can.
Okay, I'll read off a few of these, you guys.
She really wanted to anyway. You saw
Yeah, you saw how I was
that,
rubbernecking over there to the other screen.
right?
Okay, so we got Maine, we've got Australia, California, Minnesota, Texas, we've got
So there's Texas.
there's Texas, we got another Australia, Kansas, New York, Colorado. There's the Tracy's on the laptop and you're on the TV. Okay. Hello from Central Florida. We've got Kentucky. We've got Nova Scotia. We've got Augustine, Florida. We've got Arkansas in the house, Minnesota, North Carolina, Thailand, again in Australia. All the Aussies are here in the house now.
Yeah, woo! I mean, guys are
There's my
everywhere.
Albany, Oregon. Hello, Savannah. Spain, Buffalo, Glasgow. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then we got Cleveland and another Aussie, another Florida, Iowa. And it
Amazing.
looks like we're starting to get into some questions. We got Scotland. We've got,
What?
okay, I wish I had special effects on here right now. Julia for president.
Oh.
That's the write-in vote I'm gonna do.
It
I love it. There we are with problem solved.
there, yeah.
Okay, I think we got the most of you guys. Some are trickling in. We got Illinois, Connecticut, Ohio, Canada, Farmington, another Oregon. Look at that. We got two of us lighting it up now.
Now, those of you that don't know, that aren't regulars, when we go that whoop whoop, that's because it's where we live. So we're like, hey, this is near us, because you guys are amazing where you're coming from. And so it's no special favoritism to anyone in
We
one
love
location.
all of you, but it is kind of
We
funny
do.
to see our neighbors jumping in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got another one, Hood River, Oregon. That's close to where Monica's at.
Oh.
And then
So that's three Oregons now.
we got Salem, Oregon. We got Hood River. There was like at least three in there. So all right, Oregon, lighten
Yep.
it up. You know why? Because it's been cloudy, windy, and
Oh.
rainy here. The poor trick-or-treaters last night,
Oh.
these little drowned rats running around, trick-or-treat. Yeah. So all the sugar in their bags was melted into a pot by the time they probably got back.
Oh.
I
It was sugar soup.
think it might have been. Sugar soup indeed. Okay, you guys, if you did not post your question, or if you posted your question before I started reading off where everybody's from, please repost it for Tiffany. And then she'll be able to get it because she wasn't able to get logged on before that. So let's get her questions.
Is that a true statement, Tiffany? Can you see them now?
Ish.
Was
Ish. There's still, so I'm trying to do a workaround. I'm doing this all from my phone. And for whatever reason, though, so I can see the chat, but every time I refresh it, it deletes all the chats. And then
Oh.
I can't scroll down and I can't tag questions.
Oh
So
my goodness.
it may be that if I have a question, I will interrupt you and ask you if that's
Yeah. Tracy,
or I
can you
take a lot
find
of
this?
screenshots. So, I mean, we'll work through it. We'll figure
Be a
this
team
out.
effort today.
It could be a team effort. Yeah. Definitely we can find a way to do this. I'm seeing a question with Tiffany. I want Tiffany to read it. How do I go about that? There's got to be. Oh, I know what I can do. Here
If
we go.
you pin it, I wonder if she can see it.
Yeah. Just. Here.
Isn't this
You guys just watch us work our magic. We'll make it happen. There we go. Now, okay, so if you guys want your question read and want us to put our antennas on and tune into it, you got to put Tiffany's name in capital letters so that we know that it's the question. Okay, so some of these there's a lot of writing, but it doesn't have Tiffany's name on it, so I'm going past them. So if you didn't do that, come back in and do that. Write Tiffany in capital letters so that I know it's a question, and then I'll get it to Tiffany. So I didn't even read the question. I just saw Tiffany's name. So Tiffany, what do you think? Is that one worth reading out loud?
Well, now that you've put me on the spot,
I
just
just like the way that she labeled
kidding. Sure. So, Tiffany, oh, graceful and wise sky woman.
Okay.
I felt
Enough said.
rage. Yeah, right. And done. I felt rage off my friend, and she assured me that it wasn't coming from her. Could I be sensing my own rage?
Yeah. It went through your filter, so it's probably your mirror because you were the one triggered by it.
True.
So,
Yeah. Excellent. See, that filter is so important. Yes.
yeah.
You're the one that felt it. She's not feeling it. So, yeah, you felt
Especially
it.
since
So
you
it's
asked
something.
her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that that's something for you to look at. Why did you think she was mad or had rage? Yeah. And it could be that maybe you actually did sense that and she's, hiding that from you,
Right, in denial.
but either way, you're not going to recognize it if it's not an energetic match for you. So go look at why.
Yeah,
What
good
what's in
point.
there for you?
Let's talk more about that. I think that's a really good point, about the energetic match and and recognizing things in other people. Let's take responsibility for
Yeah.
that. This is part of this where all of these things now is we're conscious about it, and this allows us to do things consciously. We're manifesting consciously, we're becoming aware consciously, and so this, and we're taking responsibility for our actions and our feelings. I mean,
Yeah.
yes, have feelings, but take responsibility for them in this way. It's like, yeah, we are sensitive, and we very well can be picking up from them, but let's look at all the possibles. And so, talk more about that, Tracy, what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's really common actually that we have no idea we're even mad or that we have
True. Yeah.
rage because it's old. It could be a past life, it could be childhood trauma, it could be something that you thought you've already dealt with and there's still something there to surface, and that's what this weekend's about, right? Like it's that deep stuff
Yeah.
that we buried so deep we don't even know we have it anymore. So there's a really good chance, yeah, you sense that with the friend, but it was and you would have a hard time identifying where that might be coming from for yourself if you're like, oh, if that's my mirror, where is that a mirror? So that's when you really kind of just got to get quiet and ask your higher self, where is that mirroring to me? Where did that rage come from? Why did I feel that today? Why did your soul want that experience? And then just see what that answer is that comes to your mind, because it could be something you'll be like, what? I thought I was over that already. Or
Yeah, soulmate. I thought I did that one.
yeah.
Like, what are you doing back here again?
I know. And sometimes there's layers to that. Like you could go look at something from your past and do that inner child journey with it. And you're healing that piece where it's like, okay, maybe there was abuse in the family, and you go and you look at it and you work around healing the abuse, but then you forgot to go heal the inner child or the energy or of the space that it held or something. Maybe there was a loophole of some sort that you didn't clean up entirely all of it. And so it says, okay, you rested. Now it's time for the rest.
And I'll tell you what commonly gets forgotten is the forgiveness part.
Yeah. Oh,
Forgiveness
yes.
of yourself.
Self
We
forgiveness.
put ourselves last all the time, so that we end up forgetting ourselves. And then, we'll forgive. Okay, I gotta forgive. Yeah, I'm forgiving this. I'm forgiving the situation. I'm forgiving all these things, but we forget. Numero here, the one that it's all about. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's
I
all about.
totally agree. Okay. So, looking to see if anybody else put a Tiffany note up here.
Doing great, Tiffany. I mean, Tiffany, you're doing great, Tracy.
One and the same today, isn't that
You are.
amazing?
You're doing extra there.
Multitasking. I'm not reading questions. I'm just going to start putting anything with capital Tiffany in the chat so that Tiffany can see it.
All right, I have those questions, Tracy. You don't have to send any more. I have any from there.
Oh, look at
Yeah.
that. We're all caught up. My job here is done.
Okay.
Oops. Now I'm trying to share something and I didn't mean to. I would have only been sharing another screen that has us on it.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. Okay, so what is our next question?
Play some hold music. We're still working through. Okay. This should be a pretty, I guess, fun and easy one. Is 75 too old to start with hypnosis therapy? Sorry.
No, absolutely not. In fact, I think we had someone just recently finish the level one course and she is 76.
Nice. Yeah. So what are
Absolutely
they
not.
asking?
It,
Are they
you're not done. If you're not done, keep going.
asking? Are they asking,
Please.
is that too old to have a session or to be a practitioner? I don't know if I understood that.
Okay.
Dealer's choice.
I took it as to be a practitioner. To
Yeah.
take the course.
I mean, either way.
Either way, yeah, go go for
Yeah. I mean, if
it.
both, do both. It's very healing to be a practitioner as well as to receive the sessions. So either way, yeah. Okay.
You're still here. And if it's a passion for you, go for it. I mean, you never know what's ahead for you. I mean, you don't know when your end time is. So live it fully until you drop.
Well, there you go. There was a picture.
Exactly. That's the most fulfilling life is to do what you love and keep doing it. If you I don't even want to quote that one, but if you, let's say you die doing what you love, and you're that means you were doing it up to the end.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Rather than living your life in anticipation that I'm gonna go, and so I need to
Yeah.
watch for it, and I need to, cautiously do all these things, whatever. You're not living
Nope,
at
it's
that
never too
point.
late to start anything you're
Exactly.
interested in. It helps keep the mind sharp and gives you purpose, and that's important stuff for living. Yeah.
Absolutely. So go for it.
Yeah. All right, so let's go back to that graceful and wise sky woman. Let's see. Is there
That
another
sky woman.
question? I know. Well, it feels like sky
She
because she's above us on the monitor. So we see her up there, we look up. She is a sky woman.
Yeah, she is sky woman.
Voice in the clouds. And we also see her unmute, so that's when we smile.
Where did the idea or thought that we chose or we choose to live this experience come from?
From us speaking to our higher selves and to our spirit guides and to people as they pass, as they cross over and they're getting ready to go into another life, and it's all the things that are happening with their councils, and this is all coming through sessions. These are my mother, Dolores Cannon. She developed quantum healing hypnosis technique, this technique that helps you to visit other time periods that have relevance to this time period. And you can also, with through this technique, you can speak to that part of yourself that has all of the answers. And so through these experiences, we get all of this information. And it's through your own, it's when you experience, like Trace is saying, have a session. I mean, have a session, you get information, and there's just undeniable things about it. You can debate something. I'm feeling this is, I don't know if this is where this question is going, but I'm feeling this. It's like you can debate stuff and you can want proof and you can do all these things, but it's like that's not what this is about. I mean, if you're a skeptic that really wants proof, you'll never get it. I'll just tell you that now. You're never going to get it. But if you will believe, you will have, you just have a session. You just know these things are true. And there will be things that happen that support everything that you get, all the information. And There's a resonance there that happens, things that make sense that wouldn't any other way. So that's how you know that. And then it's through living the life. You can see there's a blueprint, but we have all this information has come through. Mom's written about it in her books. And so that's where you can sit down and read in one place where it comes from. But then we have sessions, we do sessions, we see this information relayed in so many different ways of the plan that we come in with. And we choose these lives so that we can, like I said, we can have experiences so that we can learn. Yeah,
Absolutely.
we're doing these things. Yeah, you have any other angle on that?
I think you covered it
Okay.
all. You did it. You good job.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, I don't know where that's where it was coming from, but boy, that sure was coming out. It's like anyway, as far as sometimes we feel like we have to have proof or we have to have these things in order to make something true. That's up to you. It's not necessary. You'll know it if it's, when it's right for you. That's all that matters.
Absolutely, 100%. That's the total law, isn't it? It's like you've always said, we're creating our own reality. So if it feels right, trust that, and you're gonna build your reality around that. So yeah,
Exactly.
very cool. Wise one in the clouds, or sky woman. Sorry, wrong.
My sky woman, I mean.
How are you clearing chakras and strengthening connection to higher self?
How are we doing that?
Yep.
Are they asking in general, or how Julia and I do that?
You pick whatever you want. I'm reading exactly what it says, Tracy.
Is where we
You
picked up
to
on it
intuit.
and
I want you
intuitively
to
tap
intuit
into
this.
the
Oh, how? Yeah, there's a lot of questions in that chat now, so let's see if we can keep up with that.
So how do you clear your chakras to have a better connection to your higher self? Do you, how, let's put it this way, do you do anything to have a better connection to your higher self, Tracy?
I feel like I chat with my higher self all day long, 24/7, but if I do feel off or out of alignment with my chakras, I had somebody take me through a chakra clearing once that it kind of resonated with me. And so it's kind of a funny one, you guys. But if you imagined each one of your chakras as like a ball, like a bowling ball, and then you just wipe it clean and you put it back. And I always think of bowling, like, when you get the ball and you're like,
Yep, you wipe it down with the
and so that one
Do you
always
put a
just
spin
kind of,
on it when you put it
I
back?
put a spin on it, but I put it back. Absolutely. You got to get that sucker spinning. And of course, it's all shiny and all clean now. So it's going to spin like crazy, like a fidget spinner. But yeah, so that's kind of my method is I just in my head really quick, just imagine taking a cloth and wiping them all clean like they're an actual physical object that collected some dust. So that's my route.
And really, everything is your intention. So whatever you want to do is fine. There is no right or wrong way, and there is no one specific thing or anything. But in my mind, these two are kind of, they're not one and the same. It's like cleared chakras equal good connection. You have
You're
your
always
higher
connected.
self. Yeah, you already have it. It's already there. It's your belief. And if you have a connection, if you believe that you have to do X, Y, and Z and turn three times and tap your toes and blah, blah, blah in order to have a good connection, then that's the way it's going to be for you. It will be more difficult. But if you believe you already have it, which you already do, because your higher self is the bigger part of you, it's already in you.
Yeah, you can't
You're already
not have it.
connected. There's nothing you have to go do to have it. So, but the chakras, those are giving you an idea of, like if they're out of alignment or they're, needing anything, then you'll probably have some things off in your body or in different parts, just or in your life or something. That's what that's, it's your energy field. So you may be feeling off. See, that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
You can always talk to your higher self and your guides and your deceased relatives. Somebody needs to know that. You can talk to all of them.
All of them. Yeah. And there is no limits. You're an infinite being and you have that connection all the time. So.
Yes. Know that. Oh, you need to know that. Know that. Oh, I just felt that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Know that, please. And that just ran through my heart chakra. See, this is
Oh,
where you feel all these things. It's
because
a
she
heart
polished
and
it with the
fear.
cloth and
Yeah,
so
it's a heaviness. So there's something heavy there. That just know that. And they're there. They've been trying to talk to you, but you because you don't. Gosh. Yeah. You don't think it's that easy. You want to make it hard. So it is easy. Just allow it, trust it, go with it.
The first way that I've ever figured out connecting with the loved ones was ask them to show you something. Like, I tell the story where I asked for, okay, if you're around me, send me chocolate chip cookies. And then all of a sudden I was getting chocolate chip cookies everywhere I went. So I was like, okay, now I'm getting sugar tooth and too chunky, quit sending me cookies. But ask them for a sign, flowers, a penny, whatever.
Feather.
Feathers are a big one. Something they can do. Play this song. If you listen to the radio a lot, when the song comes on, it means you're around, whatever. And they will do those things for you. Their loved ones like to let you know they're okay. They really, really do. Because they don't want you spending time worrying about them. If you feel like you're not feeling them, like, how come everybody else can sense them or feel them? Because I've gotten that question too. It's like,
Yes.
so and so passed away, and everybody else is getting signs and different things from them, but me. And it's like, okay, usually what they want you to do is to focus on the times that you had fun with them, the good memories, not the how much you miss them or how you wish that they were still here or any of that. They want you to remember the fun and the good things, and then that makes it easier for them to connect you because the vibration's higher. So then they can connect easier. That's not to put aside your grieving. You need to grieve, but also if you just want to make a connection with them, just start thinking about the things that you loved about them.
You
So.
know, that's so cool. I love that. I love that. But that makes me think of this person that she wrote a book on this where she lost her daughter and she was way into this and she's like, okay, she kept trying to communicate with her and she just never could. And she was so grieving and just so, and it's like, yeah, just if you could just show me and really heavily grieving. And she totally believed she knew her daughter was fine, but she just wanted that communication. And it was maybe even close to a year. I don't know. She finally got to the place where she could shift within herself and do things lighter. And then all the signs are there, the communication's there. And she was like, oh, finally you're here. And she's like, Mom, I've always been here. You were just so much in your grief. You couldn't feel me. You couldn't see me. You couldn't hear me.
And sometimes the grief is because they can feel them,
Good
because
point.
their
Good point.
energy comes in and it makes you sad because you miss them and you're not
Feel them.
realizing that the reason you got sad and you're grieving was because they came in your energy. So what they've shown me a lot of times is they'll stand right outside of that energy field and try and send you love, because if they get in your energy field, then you go into the sadness and grieving. So they got to let you do that before they can come in and really communicate with you. So all of that, take what feels right to you. But these were the things, when I did a lot of the mediumship, these were the things I was shown. I was also shown this really cool thing where this husband and wife, they passed about 3 years separate, different from each other. And one of the children came in and they said, did mom and dad find each other? And I said, I think it was the father that passed first. And I said, yeah, he was waiting for her when she crossed over. In fact, when he crossed over, there is no time. So he went right over 3 years down. And when she crossed over, he just popped over there and greeted her. So it was almost like they crossed at the same time, because he just jumped through time to when she exited and they went together. And
There you
I
go.
had never seen anything like that before. But then I thought, of course they can.
Yeah,
Why wouldn't they be able to?
why not? I
Why
love it.
wouldn't they? And so, yeah. So I thought that was so comforting even for me. Like,
Yes.
know that somebody that's crossed over could bounce over and meet you and you go together. How cool. But yeah.
Yeah, really have a different Part of what makes li what limits our ability to understand that plane or many of the dimensions is that we want to put it in a linear fashion and put time in it. And so the sooner that we can let go of those things and accept that simultaneous, omnipresent, all these different things that everything can happen at the same time and you can be everywhere. That's how that dimension works. And so, yeah, put that one in, juggle it around, and see what now you come up with.
Yeah, there's
It
a
makes
lot
it's
of
all
different.
different. It's like all this stuff is, yeah, of course you can do
If you
it.
can think it, it can happen, right? It's like you're manifesting and creating these things. So it's, yeah, to me, that's it's a powerful thing when we start to realize we're infinite and there are no limits to what we can do. And then, opening ourselves up to spirit, even showing us more, because there's so much that we wouldn't know just if we just stayed with this third dimension, but opening ourselves up to hear from higher realms. Just, I mean, how do you think we're getting these technologies and different things, but also in our spirituality and our growth with that? So, yeah, we're incredible people.
That's
And
why I say great and powerful beings. We just forgot.
yeah, well, we're remembering now.
We're starting to remember, yes. Doors opening. It's like about the show, like before it used to be like this. And it's like, when the doors are closed and you have that little bitty bit of light. And it was like, that's what it is. And I said, wait till it gets like this. Well, we're actually with the just show, we're like this.
Yeah, we're getting
Mm-hmm.
lighting it up. Yeah, we'll have that million viewers in no time, Tiffany.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh my.
Oh, it doesn't work
That's a
that way, does
challenge.
it?
It's a
Look at that.
challenge.
Okay,
Look at
but how
that.
does it actually work?
Who are you
You'll see
talking to?
it when you believe it.
you will see it when you believe it. That's how manifesting actually works.
She doesn't want to believe that particular one because she doesn't want to turn her camera on.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just wanted to challenge people, and then you guys
Oh,
turned it all metaphysical. So it's like this is metaphysical hour or
oh
something.
my goodness.
If you metaphysicalize that statement.
How
Okay.
dare
The
you?
challenge is on, you guys. Tiffany challenges you to help us get a million viewers on here. That's not, there's billions of people. So that's like a drop in the bucket. Let's do it. Let's get out there. All right, we got time for more questions.
Yes, we do.
One more? Just kidding.
Oh, we got more. One more. We got lots of
How do you know if feeling uncomfortable is a sign something is moving in a positive way or that you should get out? All the love in the world to all of you.
gosh, it'd be nice to have a little more information. but you're feeling uncomfortable in a situation, I'm assuming. How do you know? Okay, so what was that? Is it get out or what was the other? Just stay with it.
How do you know if it's a positive thing or if it's time to
Or
get
if you should get out.
out? I'm going to say you probably have that answer also. I just talked to somebody in a similar situation where, it's a relationship that is very meaningful for her, like very connected. In fact, he calls it the twin flame, which we've talked about in other shows, so not this one, but. Those are very bonded relationships, but when it gets to a point where there's things you just cannot move past or forward from, she had that dilemma, how do I know what to do? And then when I was tuning into it for her and I pulled some cards, it was a friend of mine, I pulled some cards for her and I was like, okay, well, this really shows that you need to move away from this. And she goes, yeah, I was getting that. So she already had the answer.
Exactly.
She already had the answer. She just didn't want to admit it to herself because it's a really hard answer. But
Exactly. You want confirmation, you want validation. Yeah, you want it to not be that.
I'm going to tell you guys right now in the world, We talked about we're done with the karma stuff. We're into self-love. Well, these things, these themes sound loving and cuddly and self-love. No, self-love test is, would you choose yourself over somebody that you are so connected with that you would do anything for them?
True.
And will you choose your
Self-love is setting boundaries.
boundaries?
Self-love is standing up for yourself.
So it's not about just loving yourself through things, but do you love yourself enough to choose yourself in that scenario and not fall into an old pattern of sacrificing your joy for someone else? So, the answer to that already. That if you are uncomfortable, what is that pushing you towards? Are you excited about what's coming next, or are you dreading it? So, there's clues in there for you if you're not clear. You'll probably find it if you look at Yeah, good question.
Excellent points.
Yeah.
My eye, what is what I not want to see? Something I'm not.
Hey. Not what we were doing.
Oh, no. I didn't think so.
Muted. We laughed too long. Oh no.
No, I thought you heard Percy yelling, so
Oh no.
I wanted to didn't know if you needed to hear a screeching cat. No, he's not screeching. He just said hello.
Hi, Percy.
Very sweet. Hi, Percy. I have a buddy story if we have time for it, but
Okay. Do you want buddy story or
well, since
questions?
we're on the Percy meowing in the background, I was on a call today through Zoom and I was talking, and Buddy gets up, and the whole time he's getting up, he's farting as loud as I've ever heard in my entire life. Like that dog was passing some gas. I'm like, oh my God, I hope this person doesn't think that's me. But anyways, our animals can really keep us on our toes, that's for sure. But yeah, he was, I don't know what he ate, but it was not pleasant. Anyway, just to share. There you go.
On that note, do I remember Dolores did a session where it was said we have evolved from fairies?
Fairies are, well, it's not necessarily evolved. We've all had these different lives, and fairies very much are one of the lives that many, many, many people have. Probably what you're thinking of is where she said she was kind of going through, again, this is when she was in her linear phase. Of you have experiences as this and this and this, and elementals, including fairies, was in there. It was like one of the things we go through. So I can see how that she would have said, yeah, you were evolving through these things. Now, like I said, because we understand simultaneous time that and how this actually works, it's not going this to this to this to this. It's all at once. We're having
Or
this life.
that,
Yeah, exactly. This life and the rock life and the fairy life and the animal life and the ET on another planet life. I mean, they're all occurring at the same time. So drawing from each of these experiences, and when we have a session, we go tap into them, but they're all contributing to the whole that is us. So yes, but just understand, and that's really cool because you can actually see if you read mom's books and you watch her videos, if you'll watch them in order, if you can. I mean, if there's a way to do that, the videos may not be as easy, but the books you can find out how when they were written. But you'll see how her thought processes were evolving as she was developing and evolving with the material as she got more material and new material, And then after she passed, I mean, the simultaneous time stuff was really kind of just, it was just starting to come in. I mean, it had been here before, it had been there a long, but the understanding of it, I mean, we've had these concepts for quite a while, but the mind to fully grasp it and understand it was not there. See, and that's why. I heard that concept so many times, but my brain would literally go on strike and go and throw the material whenever I would try to go into it. And it's like, I can't, no, you're messing with me. I can't do it, can't do it, can't do it. And then I try to remember exactly when it was at least, it may have been more longer ago than 10 years, but not by much. But it was like, oh my gosh, I totally get, I draw pictures on it now. I mean, it's like it makes sense. I get it. Well, that's because our minds are developing. And mom kept saying it has nothing to do with the brain, it's the mind. We our minds develop so that we can grasp the concepts. That's what's happening. And so as that happens, then and see, and that's why we're reintroduced to topics over and over. And then our mind is developing the ability to grasp the concept, and we can do it. And you'll be like, why was this so hard before? It's really simple. But
Yeah,
it really did. My brain would
when
just,
you're ready,
when you're
it'll
ready. Yes, when you're ready. Absolutely. But yeah, my brain, I remember it was so tough. I could only read like one line of material, and then I'd have to put the book down and let it digest for days. I could read another line, and it was majorly messing with my head. And then I got to a point I'm like, I can't do it anymore. It completely shut down. It was like, no.
I
No.
had a client this week. That when he came in, he had a near-death experience, and he was telling me about that. And I had never heard a near-death experience this way, but it ties into this, and so perfect timing for this client, right? He said that in his near-death experience, he went into the year 1820 and lived a life in 1820 during his near-death experience, lived this life. Had he said that they this can tie it all in, right? In that time frame, they were doing a lot of witchcraft and fairy realm manifestations. So he gets to a point in that life where he's either ill or something in that lifetime, and then in this lifetime he had been in a severe accident. And so in his near-death experience, he goes through that whole life in 1820, and then he gets to a checkout point, right? So he has to decide, is he going to go back into the life of 1820, or is he going to come back into 2023 when he was in the hospital for his accident? And obviously he came back here because I got to talk to him. But I thought, you had to choose between that lifetime or this lifetime. That just shows you how they're all happening at the same time. His
Absolutely.
soul had to choose which one he wanted to go back to. And there was more to that. Like he had these three beings show up to him, orb-like beings show up to him and tell him, you can go back to this lifetime and you can share with people trying to find that equality or that balance, or you can come back to 2023 where it's going to get received better and you'll help humanity more there than you will in the 18th.
Not get crucified.
Yeah. And so he decided to come and work. So he had to forfeit the love to come back here.
Oh,
And
man, that would be such a good movie.
oh yeah, I told him, I said, I would watch that. You should make that a movie. I would totally watch that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But even just sitting there listening to him talk about it, I was just like, give me a bowl of popcorn. What else? What's next? You know, it's like it was really interesting. But it falls right into what we're talking about. And all of this is happening at the same time. And like that. Like he was, from what I understand, he experienced the whole 1820 lifetime while in the near-death experience, and then popped back and was told, which one do you want to do? It just shows us that, this is just flash, and it can feel like a lifetime, but it could be just like a dream where you experience all this stuff and find out you only had a 10-minute nap, and it's like, so no,
True.
it's so interesting.
That's a great story. I love that.
I know. Oh, I got to hear some good ones this, yeah. I had some juicy stories this last few sessions. So yeah. But anyways, great people. And if you're listening, those were fascinating sessions to get to have the honor to sit in on. So yeah, but that one just fits perfect for what you guys are talking about. It brought in the fairy realm, like we're working with the magic of the fairy realm, and they were considered witches, and it was in Scotland, where that was happening.
Yeah, there you go.
It was really cool. So, all
Wow. I
do we have time? Yes, we do.
think one more question.
All right. Goddess in the
But
cloud.
we'll make it a short question.
You have
Whatever it
one
is,
more
we'll make it
question,
short.
and you don't, yeah, you don't get to choose.
Right.
If I'm getting persistent thoughts about someone I'm not in contact with now, does it mean it's them thinking of me? I get unexplained sadness. Is it mine or do I feel theirs?
So there are two questions. I'm gonna let Tracy answer the first one, and you can answer both of them, everything, because that's something that you have done a lot of, and you've answered it before, and you have really good answers for that. So.
Okay, so getting persistent thoughts about someone that's not in contact with anymore.
Yeah. What is that? Yeah. Does it mean they're thinking
Yeah.
that the question, does that mean that they're thinking
I mean,
about?
we're all getting into telepathy, and if you had a tight connection with that person, most certainly could be that, that the etherical cords are connecting again and you're feeling each other's energy, especially like the sadness and stuff. I've always been told, I don't know your situation with that person, but I've always been told if someone pops into your mind, call them, talk to them, find out if they're okay. So by rule of thumb, and Julia knows I've done it with her. I've done it with my friends. You popped in my head, or I had a dream about you.
Yeah.
Those are the things that happened with me. I had a dream about you. You doing okay? You popped in my head. You doing okay? So that's my rule of thumb, is that they're popping in for a reason. There is a connection there for a reason. So it's kind of fun sometimes to find out what it is, or you might find out that they're going through something and your phone call could really help them out with that. But if it's not somebody you're trying, you know, if you're trying not to reconnect, if that was a relationship that you don't want to bring back into communication, just send them love. But yeah, there's a really good chance that they're thinking of you. And we're all getting very telepathic,
Yes.
very telepathic, especially anyone with small kids. You're really going to feel it with your children. But yeah, even relatives and all kinds of things. I mean, I tell you guys all the time, play with that. So, okay, I'll let you talk. So I didn't hope I didn't take
Oh,
long.
absolutely play with that. And somebody said, like the sadness part, I was taught early on that, yeah, just it may not be that person. It could be somebody, though, because we're very, very sensitive. We're getting more and more sensitive all the time. So first recognize if it's yours, and if it's not yours, then it's coming from someone. You're picking up from someone. And it may be that you don't know whose it is or anything, or it could be that person, but it's usually you're picking up. Oh, I don't know what I want to say location, but not necessarily, because that's just not the way it is anymore. You're picking up on something. It could be those thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was told just, yeah, recognize if it's yours or not. And it sounds like you know it's not yours. So that's very good. You know it's coming from someone else. It's not so important to know who it's coming from. What I was told, if it's not yours, just let it go. What I do is I let it go, or I send it back. You don't need it. You don't need to hold on to it is the main thing. It's not yours.
Very
If
clear.
you're telling, if you're feeling like, okay, I need to contact him, and maybe that's why you're feeling it, then okay, follow that. But otherwise, if it's just random, you're just picking up everybody's emotions and their sadness, then know that about yourself. And it's like, is that what you want to do? Probably not. It's one thing to be aware. I'm aware of people's emotions. It's another thing to take it in. And it's like, oh, I need to carry this with me. No, you don't. No, you won't do yourself any good to do that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we're at that time. So,
Well, yeah, exactly. At the time of making announcements.
first off, Iceland, June next year, come join us. Julia,
Yes.
myself, Tiffany, Trina, we're gonna be on an Iceland cruise. TracyMahan.com, go to the Iceland cruise and check it out.
Yeah.
And
So
then
good to you.
all of the QHHT things.
Yeah. And we just announced today our next retreat in Memorial Weekend next year. So it'll be May 23rd to 27th in Asheville, North Carolina. If you want to get the $300 discount, use the code 5D love. And if you'll go to QHHTofficial.com, then you go under retreats. It may be on the homepage, but just look at retreats and it'll come up. and just use that and see where we're going, what we're going to do. This would be so wonderful. This area is a gorgeous area. It's known as the Sedona of the South. Did you know that, Tracy?
I
Isn't
didn't
that
know.
cool? Isn't
I've
that cool?
always wanted to go to the
Yeah.
Carolinas, so this is going to be fun.
Beautiful.
And I know a lot of people that I've mentioned it to, they're a little worried about everything that they've been through over there. We want to reassure you that it's going to be just fine.
Be absolutely fine. That's why we were kind of in a limbo state for a while, was to see what was happening and how it was going. And we're fine. And actually, we're needed there, guys. We
Yeah.
want to go there. It'll be, they've gone through this and they're recovering. That's all there. But our light, let's bring our light and
Yeah.
let's bring our wonderful energy.
I say there's no mistakes. This was planned before anything happened over there. It was already planned. And
Yeah.
so
We
there's goodness
had
there.
just signed the contract and this happened and we're like, oh boy, we could have gotten out of it, no problem. That wasn't the issue. It was like, but we felt like this is where we're supposed to be.
Yeah,
And
we know it's
once
possible.
we made that decision, everything just started flowing. Oh my gosh, so beautifully. It's amazing what's being created. So yeah.
Yay. Okay, we'll get
So
signed up for that. QHHTofficial.com. You can become a practitioner, find a practitioner, sign up for courses, and get on that retreat.
Yeah,
Okay,
and what code do they use if they
thank
want to get a
you. Oh, code.
code?
The code is the magic is real. If you're taking level one, you'll save 10% off. Magic is real. The magic is real.
Beam. Anyway, thank you all so much. We love you, and we'll see you next time. Thank you, Tiff. And there's Rocket's tail.
Like a clock time.
Yeah.
Bye,
Love
everyone.
you all. Bye.